Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax. I don't have a title for my message today. It is an all prophetic show, which means all of this show will be words to individuals that the Lord has given me. Before we start, for anyone who's not familiar, words may be for people whose names don't match the name that's with the word, because words can be for more than one person, okay? And how you know if it's for you is when you hear the word, if it sounds like God is just speaking right to you, then that word is for you. For anyone who doesn't know, the Lord had me get off of Facebook, literally delete my pages, both professional and personal, and I did that, and I really missed posting, and I mentioned that to a friend the other night, and he said that his church uses an app called a Faith Life, F-A-I-T-H-L-I-F-E. And so I went to Faith Life, and there's also a website, faithlife.com, and I signed up for that so the JPH and the High Place Warriors group, everybody can just kind of congregate in one place. So if y'all want to join us there, come on and join us. Okay, there is a person who's thinking of leaving their marriage. You've had a hard time of it, and with everything going on in the world adding to the stress, you're just at the end of your rope. The Lord says to you, wait. Wait on me because I have a plan. I am arranging your provision for this move, and your provision is directly connected to my timing. Be still and know that I am God. Find your peace in me and let me work out all the details for you. I will bring the division for you. You won't have to do it. And what he's showing me is you won't have to be the one that leaves. He's going to arrange everything for you. I think the way the Lord is setting it up, your spouse is going to leave you in some way if you will wait on his timing. The devil will fight you on this and try to increase the pressure on you to leave, because he knows that God's timing and God doing this is all tied to your provision. Be still and know that he is God and his way is always better. Okay, there's a man listening to this show. Something precious was taken from you. I don't know if it was a person or property or a position, but someone stole from you while you were not looking. You are in despair over it. The Lord says to you, sir, be encouraged, my son. I have a plan to restore to you what you have lost, and it is a good plan. The Lord just spoke this verse to me for you, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Lord says, I require that you would pray for me to bless those who took from you. I require that you would pray I bless them abundantly. I will do the rest. Forgive them, for I will repay, says the Lord. The Lord is showing me the forgiving will be the hardest part of this. But I see he has a great reward in store for you to make this all right again when you do. All the doors are open. There is someone listening to this who has been wondering about a ministry opportunity, but you're unsure if you are ready. You like to be prepared for every eventuality. But the Lord says he called his disciples into ministry suddenly, and their only requirement was willingness and a great love for him. He says you have met those requirements. And he says to tell you, all the doors are open and you can step through them anytime you want to. It's up to you. You know what it is you're called to do. There is a man listening to this, and your wife has just found out you were having an affair. You are experiencing regret now about your actions, and you're wondering what to do. Her finding out has caused you to realize there is some lack in your own character. And you also see that your wife is a far more moral person than the woman you were having the affair with. The Lord says you do love your wife, but it is a quiet, gentle love, and you miss the passion of fresh love. The Lord says the lack of passion is your fault, sir, and yours to fix if you want to save your marriage. The Lord wants you to stay away from the other woman for 1 week, and that includes phone calls, emails, and texts, video chats, all it includes everything, so that you can feel him guiding you and dealing with you. And he is going to show you how to have your wife and your passion too. You must first commit to the Lord to do all he says if you want to save your marriage. When you do this, and when you withdraw from the other woman, she is going to unleash a series of verbal attacks at you. She will strike at you in other ways as well, like through your work, because a Jezebel spirit is on her, and it has been after you all this time. It is that spirit who really seduced you. That spirit is very mesmerizing, but you can refuse to be mesmerized by it any longer by commanding it in Jesus' name. Withdraw from the other woman. You can tell her why you're doing it, but then no contact whatsoever for 1 week. During that week, spend as much time in prayer and just sitting with the Lord as possible. If there is a quiet place that you like to go, like at a park or by the water or wherever your quiet place is, go there. This is important. This is for your marriage. The Lord is going to lead and guide you, but he needs your full attention to get this done and to help you rebuild your marriage. You have lost your wife's trust, but you do still have her love. However, the Lord is not going to allow you to just go on in that marriage the way you are. You are going to become the man of God she deserves, or he is going to take her from you because she is his daughter and you have treated her very badly in this. He says she did not deserve this. At the same time, he helps you rebuild your marriage. He is going to pull you closer to himself because you have a hard road ahead, not just in the marriage process. The Lord is showing me you are going to be diagnosed with a very serious illness. I think a form of cancer like prostate cancer, and you are going to need his strength for that. There is a woman listening to this. You have two children that are no older than 12. One of your children is about to be diagnosed with something. It is not a terminal diagnosis, but it will upset what you see as the perfection of your little family. I don't see a man with you, so I think you may be divorced or raising your children alone. You will go through a crisis over this diagnosis, but it will have nothing to do with your child suffering. The Lord says the crisis will be in you because you just cannot accept that your child is not physically perfect. You will have a hard time with that. The Lord wants you to give all this to him when it happens and let him teach you through it. He wants you to keep your focus on what your child is going through and take it off of yourself. There is a big lesson in this that is going to change your life and your children's lives for the better. The Lord says they are having a hard time living up to your expectations of perfection. Okay, there is a woman listening to this show that the Lord says you are playing with prophecy. You read all the prophecies and you run from prophetic site to read the words and all the warnings so you can discuss them with your group of friends. But the Lord says in your heart, you laugh at them. You really don't believe a single one of the warnings. And the Lord says, when these prophecies begin happening, you are going to be caught in the worst parts of them, and it will be because in your heart you scorned them. These verses from Proverbs chapter 1 rose up in my spirit as the Lord spoke that to me. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as desolation and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish comes upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. It is not wise to laugh at the Lord's words. You do so at your own peril. Okay, there is a middle-aged woman listening to this, and you have been praying for some time over, I believe, a health issue, and you have gotten no answer from the Lord so far. You feel like he has forgotten you because he's silent. I hear the Lord saying, "My daughter, I could never forget you. I desire you would find your comfort in me, that you would draw near to me, that I might embrace you and give you peace." There is a youngish woman listening to this. You have a close friend at the place where you work, another female who has been very good to help you and be nice to you. But you have been backstabbing her. You have talked about her behind her back and caused her reputation at work to be damaged. You got what you wanted from her, and now you feel like you're Miss Popularity up there and you don't need her anymore. The Lord says to you that you will indeed need her in days to come, but I will take her favor of you away for what you have done. Because of your beauty and your popularity, and because you dress cute and get attention, you think you're untouchable, and I, the Lord, am going to show you how wrong you are. The woman you have backstabbed is my daughter. Prepare yourself, for you have returned evil for good, and now destruction shall come to your house, and it shall in no wise depart, for I have spoken it. I will now take from you the blessings you think you have gotten by your own hand, and you will come to know the value of a true friend. Rewarding evil for good is mentioned in Proverbs 17:13. There's an African-American mom listening to this program. You're a mom to three boys. You are struggling to get by now, and you're really concerned both about COVID-19 and about finances with the loss of so many jobs. You have worked hard to get to where you are now, and you're concerned it'll all be for nothing after the pandemic. The Lord says to you, woman of God, look up and see that I am with you. I have been walking with you and protecting you and your sons in the midst of much chaos. Can I not also protect you from these things? I can and I will, if you will believe me 100% to do this. Continue as you have been taking precautions, for I desire my children would walk in wisdom. Walk not as the world walks, but follow in my ways. Lift up your shield of faith, daughter, and declare, my shield of protection is around you and your sons, and I will do this thing. It shall not be for naught, for I have decreed it. Fear not. There is a youngish black woman listening to this. You live in the projects of a large city. You're a quiet woman, preferring worship to worldly music, and you spend your time with the Lord or helping others as you can with encouragement. You don't really think much about yourself because you're a very humble and unselfish person, which is rare for someone in your age range. You grew up fast emotionally because of what your uncle did to you as a child. You are grieved by the violence and the poverty and the suffering around you, and you pray constantly to be able to help. You have withheld yourself from engaging in activities you know would not be pleasing to the Lord. The Lord says to you, woman of God, I have heard your cries to me to bring healing into that world, and I am answering you. This day have I anointed you a prophet to the broken, the hurting, the downtrodden. You will speak my words of warning and encouragement to them, and you will carry my healing power. All you need do is obey me. I will send you to those appointed to die by the gun. I believe he's talking about gang violence, guns, in that you may warn them. I will heal others through the power of your hands and the power of your words. Be very careful from this day forward with those words and what you do with those hands, that my anointing not be taken from you. Go forth now and heal your people, my daughter. There's a young man listening to this show. You're overhearing it when someone else is listening to it nearby to you. The Lord has been trying for a long time to get your attention, Devin. You are in some type of confinement right now, and you're really pouting about it. although you're in there by your own actions. Devin, the Lord wants you to know that He loves you. He really loves you. And He has your back. He has your back so much that He allowed you to get where you are in an effort to slow your downward fall before where you are going leads to a confinement that won't end. You know what He's talking about, Devin, and you may think it's cool now that you're down, but it won't be cool when you're down for all time and your mom gets sick and dies and you can't even go be with her. When your little brother gets beat up and shot and you can't be there to protect him. When everyone you know either dies or goes on with their life like you were never in it. And you die old and alone. Devin, this is your last chance to turn around before you hit the end of the block where there's no turning back. You know exactly what the Lord is talking about in the gang life you're in. If you ignore this warning, it will be too late. He says if you will give Him your heart right now and vow to serve Him, that He will protect you from the gang taking your life. Take tonight to think about it. But you know God is speaking to you. Your grandma prayed for you for a long time. Your mama cries watching you go out the door because each time she wonders if she will ever see you alive again. You know there are only two places that you end up in that lifestyle. God is offering you a third and far better life than you could. You could never get the life He's offering you on your own. If you will serve Him, He says He will raise you up and you will get respect you never thought you could have. He will do miracles of protection for you and you won't do without. His children go first class. The choice is yours, but you don't have very long to make this choice. All you have to do is whisper, Jesus, I choose you. Give me a new life. You've tried everything else, Devin, and you already feel old inside, and you're really young. Don't die for nothing. Live for Him. He's offering you a chance to live in a way that means something and makes you somebody. Somebody that will be remembered long after they're gone down here, and somebody that will even be known up in heaven. Okay, that's all the words that I have, but I want to tell y'all something before I close the show. I had told you some time back I was having the Wilderness Companion audiobook redone because when I first did it, was the first audiobook I ever had produced, and I had it produced by somebody with a British accent because I loved her accent, and it never occurred to me that it needed to be someone who sounded more like me, so duh. So I just had it redone by Ellie James, who does my other books, and it sounds really good, I think. So for anyone who's about to buy the audiobook, I just want to tell you that the new audiobook has a different cover. This cover has the face of Jesus up in the clouds. It coordinates with the Wilderness Companion Study Guide cover. That's how you can tell the new one from the old one. I don't think they take the old one down like on Amazon when the new one comes out, but I don't know for sure. So I'm going to include a link in the description of this show to that new audiobook for anyone who's looking for it to be sure that you get the right one. But I just wanted to tell you all about it because I think it's really good. And I'll see if I can include a sample of it right here. Here's a little preview of the new version of the Wilderness Companion audiobook.
Over the next 2 days, I created the Wings of Prophecy site. On New Year's Day, the Lord sent me a word that He was going to take me out of my job. Immediately, I felt panic rising up. Please, Lord, not so soon after almost becoming homeless. Please, I don't think I can go through that again. During my morning prayer time a few days later, the Lord began speaking to me. If you will truly do my will and not your own, all those things I have shown you shall surely come to pass. Do not fear, my daughter, for did I not say to you that to fear dishonors my name? Did I not fully provide for you in the past as I walked with you through your last fiery trial? What you did not know was, had you not feared, the trial would have been shortened. Walk in faith, my child. Know that I love you, and I will not let you down in any way. Know that I shall not only provide for you, but I shall also give you seed for sowing besides, because I love you, and I desire for you to live in fullness and abundance. I have called you to ministry, not the oil field. The oil field was only a vehicle I used while you were in it. I desire so much more for you than this. I know you do not despise the day of small beginnings, but it is not my desire that you stay in this place or in slavery to a job you hate. I desire you to spend more time in prayer and fastings and crying out for the lost souls of America so that I may save them before it is too late. I desire all my people to intercede, if only for 5 minutes per day. But few of my people are willing to spend their precious time in this way. They desire to be chasing the things of the world. But great is the reward for intercessors, for I hold them in high esteem, for they truly have my heart for the lost.
But I hope this show has been a blessing to you. I hope the words were a blessing to you. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great and really safe week out there. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination.
Have unforeseen events left you suddenly in lack? Has your life taken a turn into the unknown? Does it feel as if all you know and relied upon is being stripped away? I have good news for you. Times like these of great uncertainty and change are often ordained wilderness seasons in disguise. Wilderness seasons are the Lord's way of refining us to take us higher. Every Christian must pass through the desert on the way to their promised land. In the heat of the wilderness, God refines our faith in Him like never before. You walk into them like Gideon and walk out like David, a mighty warrior. Learn how to partner with God in your wilderness seasons so you can come out faster. Get your copy of The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax on Amazon.com. The Wilderness Companion will change how you look at your wilderness seasons forever. Get The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax on Amazon.com, available in print, Kindle, and new audiobook versions. Get a copy of the new audiobook version free by signing up for a free 30-day trial of Audible at audible.com and choosing it as your first book.
Do you know someone who is going through a wilderness season right now? Have you heard about the Wilderness Companion Study Guide? It's a workbook with 41 lessons, including new stories from the wilderness and questions to help you work through your own wilderness experience. Read each lesson, then complete the questions to apply the lesson to your own wilderness experience. Get your copy of the Wilderness Companion Study Guide today and get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. The Wilderness Companion Study Guide by Glenda Lomax, available on Amazon.com.